It's one of the snowiest years in recent memory along what has been a notoriously bare stretch of the Iditarod Trail. For the last few years of races, low snow and bald, icy trail conditions have made for a perilous run down the Dalzell Gorge through Roan and across the Farwell Burn on the way to the village of Nikolai. But this year, checker Damian Dennis says that hasn't been a problem.
We just got dumped on here within the last week.
The conditions made for a less eventful run for many of the first mushers into Nikolai Tuesday morning. Mitch Seavey said it was the most snow he'd ever seen in the area during an Iditarod. Wade Mars had to stand on the seat of his sled to keep his boots dry going through some overflow, but was otherwise unperturbed. Ryan Reddington was the first musher into Nikolai and says the hardest part for his team was punching through a trail that was just barely there.
A little soft. Breaking trail, wind blowing.
After the Roan checkpoint, the trail narrows through the buffalo tunnels, so called because a local bison herd has been known to travel through the area. Then the land opens up along the Farwell Burn before eventually meeting the top of the Kuskokwim River. Your Olsom says the 70-odd mile stretch into Nikolai had some unpleasant soft patches and overflow that dampened dog booties, but overall he's grateful for the snow cover.
I mean, the whole gorge, the burns, I've never ever seen snow in the burns before, but this year we had snow. So that was pretty nice.
Olsom had all 16 of his dogs still on the line when he pulled in, looking energized and alert. All the other mushers who arrived early into Nikolai had big teams as well. That power will be important for the slog ahead. With deeper, windswept snow, dog teams have to work more than they would have on a hard-packed, faster trail. Weather over the area and up toward checkpoints like McGrath, Takotna, and Ophir may mean slower, more draining runs in the stretch ahead.